Blog Talk Radio.
John L. Brown, author and filmmaker, native of Lake Charles, Louisiana, is taking his expose on race relations in America, Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, to another level by doing a documentary entitled The Mentally Blind in America. The documentary will open the viewer's eyes to homelessness, poverty, hunger, the real rules of the criminal justice system, and other poverty-related issues that challenge underemployed, unemployed, and homeless people in American post-recession. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary, will enlighten people of color and people in poverty on how to restore their credit rating and expunge their criminal records. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary coming this fall. Real people, real stories. The Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, a documentary on race, poverty, the recession's aftermath, and more. Follow our post on Facebook's The Mentally Blind in America. The Mentally Blind in America.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the talk show Uplifting Communities with John and Ms. J. And let me tell you, we got a show for you guys today. We got another kid from the Biz Kids organization. Her name is Kristen. And but before we go any farther, what I want to do, I want to ask Ms. J if she would take the time to bring our guests on today.
Absolutely. First of all, thank you for joining us, and welcome to, we're going to call her Carrie today. Carrie Mack, and her mom, Kimberly, for joining us. Carrie's a 12-year entrepreneur out of St. Louis, and she's part of this program called Young Biz Kids. And it's an entrepreneur-building program for young African-American kids. It's a great program, and she's part of it. So we're going to talk today about her business and what inspired her and her mom. We'll ask them both a couple of questions. But before we get started, Carrie, tell me a little bit about yourself.
My name is Kirsten, and I'm 12, and I like to play volleyball and basketball for my free time.
Hey, so what about your business? Tell me a little bit about your business. What inspired you? Did you have an experience, or did something just inspire you to create, you know, jewelry and things to make girls feel pretty and different? What made you do that?
I'm very creative, and I like to create new things for fun.
So it's all about fun.
Yeah.
All right. And so when we talk about, you say you're having fun, do you get pleasure out of making things that make other people feel nice?
Yes.
Pretty good. So that'll be one of the reasons why you make your things, your headbands and things, because you enjoy making other people feel look nice and feel nice, like your items make you feel.
Yes, I want girls to feel creative in their own way, passionate, happy, and be themselves.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kristen, tell the audience some of the products that you make.
I have cat headbands, and I have T-shirt headbands. I have necklaces. I have earrings, and I have my own customized T-shirt.
Oh, wow.
With my logo on it.
Wow, with your logo on it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, let me ask Kimberly a question. Ms. Kimberly, tell the audience why you chose to get your daughter with the Biz Kids.
As Kirsten said, that she's always been creative and always making things, and I was asked to be on the board of Young Biz Kids by the founder, Ariel Bivens. I am in the financial industry for my career, and she asked me to be a part of the organization to serve as on the board, and I ran the idea by Kirsten once I looked over all the information and asked her, was it something that she would be interested in doing? we're always at Michael's and the craft stores making things over the summer or just for her free time as well. And I just thought, you know, the skills that we teach the kids from business planning to business cards to branding, marketing, being able to stand in front of hundreds of people at a marketplace and sell their goods is just skills that you can't, you know, you can't get in just a regular school. So it was by no default that this was a program for my child.
Wow.
It's
a
great program.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we talk about this all the time, and when I'm explaining to parents and things like that, Kirsten, you know, she's your average 12-year-old. Sometimes she's interested and sometimes she's not. She loves being creative, and with the things that she does make, she's making a profit from, so I think she enjoys that. However, what I do tell parents is, you know, this may not be something that she wants to do when she's 15 or 16 or even after graduation. She may decide that college is not for her. However, these skills that she has embodied from the Young Biz Kids organization will allow her to start a business at any time and know the ins and outs and how to be a successful entrepreneur.
Right.
That's powerful.
And you know, that is very that is very powerful. And me myself, we've talked to quite a few people on this talk show that's doing a lot of positive things in the communities. But I think this is one of the most powerful positive things that you guys are actually doing, you know, is teaching kids, you know, about entrepreneurship, because number one, it's going to, you know, it's going to keep them off the streets. Number two, it's going to, you know, make them feel more responsible. You guys are doing some great work, you know, and I would like to thank you for that. You know, because,
You know what I really like about it, too, is that it's the parents that are involved. You know, a lot of times there's organizations, just the kids and the people in the organization. But what's good about this organization is that it's a parent and child corporation. They work together. So I really like that, too, because, you know, you look up to your parents. You may not say it at 12. You may not say it at 13. You may not say it to about 30-something, to be telling the truth. But when you're growing up, because you got the growing pains, you know, you're 18 and you think you're grown. You know, you got all these growing pains. They won't realize the gift that you have given them until they're older. You know, it's so powerful for the parents to be a part of that, you know, instead of an outsider for me.
Exactly, and that's what I try to tell people, you know, and it also, this program with the parents being involved, it also allows you to spend quality time with your kids. You know, very rare are we able to sit at the dinner table anymore like we used to, or, you know, with everybody's schedules so conflicted and things like that. But being a part of this entrepreneurship program, sitting on the board and then having my child as a part of the program as well, helping her brainstorm ideas and making her vision come to life, the time that we spend together is priceless, and that's something that I cherish over anything. So thank you for calling that out, because it's really important that we find what inspires our kids and how we can involve ourselves to be in their space. So.
Matter of fact, I want to ask Kristen this question. Kristen, tell me something. What inspired you to do what you're doing?
Over the summer, I didn't really have anything to do, so I thought it would be fun to start a business.
Okay. Well, hey, it's a good way to look at it. I mean, you made the right choice, I tell you that. You know, so what you like most about doing about your business?
selling my products to girls my age and all ages and interacting with the customers.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. If you would happen to tell any young lady out there around your age bracket something positive, what would you tell them?
Be different or be yourself.
All right. Go ahead on now. Yeah, Kimberly, I can see she's very intelligent, too. She knows what she's talking about, you know. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You know, when you say, I was just thinking, Christian, when you say, why is it important for young girls to be themselves? Why is that important to you? Why do you think that's just important in general? Either one. I'll take an answer for either one.
Because I want other girls to be leaders and not followers.
Oh, that's what I was looking for. That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
No, because it's important to be able to stand up. It really is, and it is important to know that, and I'm proud that you know that at your age, that is important. And sometimes being a leader, you might have to stand alone, but, man, when it's all said and done, you'll be all right. You know what I mean? So it's good that you know that early. It's good that you know that early.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Yeah, I like that myself. You know, that says a lot about how Miss Kimberly is raising her daughter. And to be honest with you, you're doing, I mean, this is for her to even, at that age, 12 years old, to even, that's coming out of her mouth, that means a lot. You know, becoming a leader. You know, you don't find too many 12 years old talking about leadership. You don't talking about entrepreneurship, trying to make a difference because, you know, like what she's doing, she's making a difference in the community, you know, with the younger generation, with kids her age, and even with kids older than her, because they're looking at it towards, well, if this 12-year-old can do it, you know I can do it at the age of 18.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Mm-hmm. We get a lot of dialogue and feedback from our marketplace because Kirsten's at the stage now in her business where I don't even have to stand with her at her table. She's able to work her PayPal and talk to customers about pricing and what she's done and a little bit about her business. So I'm very comfortable if I wander off to other tables to look around at vendor shows. And the questions that other girls or kids ask her about, did you make these or, you know, is this your stuff and, you know, things like that. And just it's very intriguing to see how it's piquing the kids' interest in the community.
And, you know, one thing you mentioned, too, that I liked, you talked about going to Michael's. And I'm not, you know, even if, and I'm not downplaying Michael's, but even if you don't have Michael's money, you know, Walmart's have beads and all kinds of crafts. I mean, 99-cent store. What I'm saying is that you can go anywhere and start that. It doesn't have to be expensive. I know a lot of times parents go, oh, that is just so much money. You know, oh, I don't have that money. But we think about, you know, things that we do waste money on, and I'm not putting anybody down as your money, do as you please. But we think about some of the things that we waste money on, we could invest it in our children. Because, you know, a lot of us are not going to have a legacy and money and things to leave behind. But if we can plant them with some knowledge and some tools, that can never be taken away from them. And that's real. That's real talk. We got to leave our kids with something.
Right.
Yeah, we are very proactive in how my husband and I and how we spend money for her materials and things. And Kirsten can tell you some of the places where we shop to kind of keep her overhead a little lower. You know, that she can some of the profits. So tell them like places where we shop and some of the things that you buy.
We get most of our stuff from Dollar Tree, Michael's, Walmart, Target, and other stores like that.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. And also, since you're a business, well, then, you know, you get your products a little bit cheaper, too. You know, And now, tell me something. What she makes her own, Kristen. You make your own products, right? I mean, like your headbands and you know your necklaces and your rings and all that good stuff. You make your own product. Now, do you have an assembly line, or you just do it alone for right now?
Sometimes people help us out, and sometimes we do it on our own.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you're getting the experience of having people, you know, working and assembling your product, and that way you can watch them, make sure that they're doing it right.
Yes.
That's good. That's good. That's a good step. Mm-hmm.
And I also have a T-shirt vendor.
All right.
Hmm.
So you're a boss. She's a boss.
That's all right. Is your products in the stores yet, or are you just doing the events, the tables right now?
Yes, but we're working on getting a website next year.
Awesome. You have to keep us updated with that. So I'll share it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you're not in the stores yet, but you will be getting a website. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. But even events, you know, is really good. You can really get out on events, especially when they're having a big event in your town and stuff, because I have products myself, and a lot of times that's what I do. I go to different events and, you know, and bring my products over there. And so, you know, you're doing the right thing. Y'all on the right path. Go ahead on, Mama and Daddy. Y'all on the right path, really. Yes, yes. Oh, and one more thing, Kimberly. Kimberly, are you part of Biz Kids? I mean, are you one of the founders or what?
I am on the board. I serve as the treasurer right now. For Young Biz Kids, and then I also teach the financial education portion. I help write some of the curriculum that we use to teach the kids. Like I said, I have a financial background, so that's my contribution to the organization.
Okay. And you guys are getting the Biz Kids, and they're really getting out there, too.
Yeah,
you
know that you
really...
guys have talked. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, they're really getting out there. I mean, really, really getting out there, you know, getting big, you know. You know that. Let's say if somebody wanted to do your organization to open up right here in California, you know, will y'all allow them to open up in California for that under you guys' name or?
That's something that we have in the works under our organization. We are a non-for-profit right now. So one of the things that we're doing is looking at a lot of online and, you know, classes where we can teach from online, like pod classes. So those are some of the things that we have in the works for 2017. What our desire for Young Biz Kids, yes, we want to expand and we want to be in every city. However, we are still making our mark here in St. Louis as our home location. But we are not opposed to the networking. A lot of our board members are here in St. Louis, and we do have our administrator. She's in Atlanta, Georgia. So those are the things that we are in the background speaking about, talking about, because we get so much interest in our program. And our founder, Ariel Biggs, has a great vision, so this won't be the last of Young Biggs Kids.
You know what? Ariel is so awesome. She really does, and she is so passionate about this organization. And, you know, and Mikey, he's cool too, though, but he's funny. But, you know, it is it was awesome that she put that together like she did, and the way she's open to expanding it, and she's not selfish with it. She wants everybody to get it. You know what I mean? Like, so it's really a great organization. Yes, you know, and I'd be glad when you can do those classes online, because that will give parents an opportunity from other states to participate. And that they can expand it in that way as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What I was getting at,
they got a lot of organizations, as you know, especially nonprofit organizations throughout the United States. And you know, like they do a lot, you know, to try to help the kids and have meetings and things, you know, like that. But I don't think that they is doing the entrepreneurship programs like you guys, Biz Kids, Biz Kids are doing. Let's say one of these organizations want to piggyback with you guys or want to network with you guys, you know, you know, are they open to do that? Because I got a board filled right now, and also I got a few people that own organizations online right now listening in, and that's why I'm asking this question.
The best thing for anybody that's interested in our program or becoming affiliated or looking to do something similar, whatever the case may be, the best thing to do is to go to our webpage at theyoungbizkids.org and just click on the box, or you can email Ariel or myself at yumbizkids.org on our webpage, and we would more than likely love to have a conversation to see what direction we can go in. Just because the not-for-profit is, we're fairly new, and like I said, there is a lot of things that we have in the works, so a lot of the things that people are inquiring about and they are asking about, those are the things that we are working on behind the scenes. And 2017 is going to look really great for all of our young entrepreneurs and the Young Biz Kids organization. So we're open to having conversations to see how someone can most definitely become a part of the organization or see how we can benefit them. So we're very open to it. So.
Right. I love it. I just love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's well, Kristen, are you okay? What is your best product? What is your best product that you sell? What product you sell a lot of? You sell a lot of the headbands, earrings, or what products you sell a lot of?
The cat headbands and my T-shirts.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And next year, we brought a new Cricut that makes custom things, so we're going to make custom headbands, custom T-shirts, and custom bags, and my target is for, like, volleyball teams and basketball teams and other groups.
Very smart.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
I'm shocked. I really am. You know, for somebody 12 years old, and I've been trying to get my business off the ground for many, many years. She's 12 years old, and she just jump in it just like that and then know what she doing. Go ahead on.
Well, when you hear our Young Biz Kids speak and talk in front of people and talk about their products, it all stems from just a very small idea that they've had and just coming to the classes that we offer and talking about business plans and how to market and how to present yourself and things of that nature. So she is a product of Young Biz Kids, and without the organization, I don't think that she would know what a target audience is or how to know what people like and, you know, things of that nature. So I hope that she's setting a great example to what we are teaching the kids in our community as far as the organization goes.
Yeah. So how many kids right now do BS Kids have? Is it quite a few?
Actively, we have up to 20 kids. We meet once a month on a Saturday. We do have some camps coming up in 2017, some 8-week programs, some 4-week programs. And we understand that all kids may not want to be a brand like Kiri or Mikey with Mikey Munchies. Their parents or the kids may just want to learn more about entrepreneurship. So we are looking to meet the needs of everyone.
Oh, okay. But y'all have about 20 kids, active kids in your organization.
Yeah, and right now they're all at different levels. Some are just coming in, just we're working on their ideas and most definitely helping them get their business started, and some are a little more advanced. Some of them are a little more advanced and where Kiri and Mikey is in their business, where they have a brand, they have business cards, they have bios and things like that. So eventually all of our kids up to speed as to where, you know, it just depends on where they want to take it.
So, Kristen, you have business cards and stuff?
Yes.
Oh,
and I have, and I also have flyers.
Wow. So you pass out your flyers, you pass out your business cards, and I mean, hey, y'all the real, you the real deal, Kristen. I mean, really, I mean, you really doing it.
Thank you.
You know, business cards and I mean, I know people right now, you know, just starting out, it have businesses and don't have business cards. You know, they go by word of mouth. You know, and they're just, and you know, like we know now that if you're going to have a business, you understand, well, you got to have some business cards, which even me, you know, when I go to different events, I give events, and sometimes I go there without business cards. So you can see to where as though you even way advanced than me. And I'm way older than you. I mean, guys, this, you know, Kim Lee, I love it. I really do. You know what you guys are doing, because, you know, like we need that. You probably don't realize the importance of the, what you're doing in the community, because you're doing it, you know. And you probably feel as though, well, that's just something, you know, that's something that we have to do. But that is important. Really important.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate it. So, Kiri, tell them where everybody, where they can find you at.
It will really help if you would like and share me on Facebook at Kiri Bands ETC.
Okay. Yeah. Also, what's going to happen? What's going to happen after Ms. J? After the show, Ms. J going to post all the information. And I can hear something in the background.
I've actually already been posting it, so you're like your Facebook page. I've already been pushing it for you, sweetheart. So, but I will post
Thank
it again. You're so welcome.
Yeah, and also we only got like a minute and a half left on the show, okay? So I'm asking Ms. J to close us out.
Well, first of all, thank you everyone for joining us this afternoon. I really appreciate you guys' support. Kimberly and Kristen, it was a pleasure to have you both. I like to have you guys, you know, young biz kids on because it's inspiring for me, you know, and every time we talk to one of the young entrepreneurs, each one has their own story, and I think that really makes it, you know, impressionable on other kids and other parents. We only have a couple of seconds, so Kiri, if you have something positive besides being different, like maybe something to encourage people to start their own business, what would you say?
Follow your dreams.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And John, did you have anything that you would like to join?
Oh, yes.
To the conversation?
Yes, I would like to thank Kristen and Kimberly for coming on the show. And, you know, keep up the good work. And Ms. Kimberly, could you please keep us informed on the organization, the Biz Kids? Okay?
Sure.
Keep Talk Show Uplifting Communities informed. All right? Go on our page and post some stuff. You're welcome to do that. So that way we can share it for you, okay?
Thank
and
really
with that said, and if you want to say, you got 10 seconds, Ms. Kimberly, say something positive to the people.
Just most definitely just chime into what your kids are sitting in and what their passions are. most definitely listen to what they have to say and just run with it. Look into your local area communities. Thank you.
Okay. All right. With that said, I'm going to say good night.
Good night. Yeah,
thank you for joining us. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Good night.